sought that seat. You know, those of us that have been around a long time and have sort of the old guy memory, if you will, remember that there used to be a time many years ago, decades ago now, where the Kansas member of Congress from the 2nd District usually got a seat on the Armed Services Committee, and that's because of the strong interests of Fort Riley, strong interests of Fort Leavenworth, strong interests surrounding Forbes Field, a lot of military assets, especially in the northern part of the district, and obviously Garden Reserve assets throughout the district. And then in 2008, that stopped. And for whatever reason, we hadn't had a member of the Kansas House delegation on the Armed Services Committee since.